The deal was in the making for some time, but the timing of its signing is no coincidence. It comes just after a visit by EU leaders Donald Tusk and Jean-Claude Juncker to China yesterday. Those two leaders are now in Japan, and the signal is clear. The EU is linking up with Japan, and to a certain extent with China, to form a united front against any US attempt to go it alone, says Robert Ulz of the Bruges Research Group, a London-based think tank.
The European Union has been negotiating a deal with Japan where they will be eliminating most tariffs on, you know, rising eventually up to 99% of all goods exported between the EU and Japan, which is still a significant economy despite its recent and long-going actually economic problems. So it is actually very significant. It should actually be a big boost to Japan and, of course, to the European economy. It will encourage trade and really sending out a message that trade liberalisation in the world is actually still underway, and there is still many gains to be had from having open trade, which is something that the European Union wants and something that Japan clearly wants as well. So this is something that will be beneficial to all countries concerned, and perhaps, possibly even Britain as well.
But in how far does this trade deal with Japan differ from the deals the EU already has with Beijing? Well, in fact, the EU and China don't have much of a trade deal, says Ulz. There are some agreements, but it doesn't amount to much.
The European Union still hasn't got a free trade agreement with China. Of course, it does allow particular Chinese goods, trusted traders, to export with limited friction, a much reduced friction into the European Union. So there are trade agreements between the EU and China about easy clearance of customs and getting around most of the checks that would normally be put in place. But they're still not having a free trade deal with China, or of course India, which is another important economy. Now, the agreement between Japan and the European Union is somewhat separate. This trade dispute which is going on between China and America, and even between America and the European Union, because the agreement between Japan and the European Union will be about eliminating tariffs and making trade not only freer, but fairer as well.
Now, this deal is a deal between the European Union and Japan. Britain is still in the EU and can be a signatory to this deal. But what happens to these trade ties between Japan and the UK once the UK leaves the European Union? That's a tricky thing, says Ulz. And it won't apply just to this EU-Japan deal, but to most deals that Britain makes before Brexit.
It all depends whether this deal is ratified. It's been agreed, been delayed, been agreed between the EU and Japan. It hasn't yet been ratified. It would need to get the formal approval of the institutions of the EU, including the European Parliament, and, of course, those of every other member state in the EU. It would have to have a vote, for instance, in the House of Commons, presuming this is all agreed and managed in place to be ratified before the 29th of March 2019, which is much less than a year away now. But if it is in place, if the House of Commons and the British Parliament has voted for this agreement before then and it's ratified formally and is therefore law, then it would actually, as long as all the parties in Britain and Japan wanted it to continue, it would also apply to Britain.
The question is under which terms the UK will leave Britain and if it's attractive for the US to make deals with the UK if London somehow manages to remain within the common market. But one thing is clear, the EU and Japan made a point in telling Washington that isolation is not the way to go and that the major economic powers will continue with their free trade practices with or without the United States.